Okay. Got it. So presently, we have everyone in attendance with the exception of Richard Kennison and Tom Wall, who are absent. We need approval of... Oh, who is that?
Martin.
Hi, Martin. Okay, and Sandy Brown is also in attendance, as well as Mike Sullivan and Marilyn Sullivan. Did I miss anyone who is here this evening? All right. If not, we need the approval of the agenda for tonight.
I'll move to approve the agenda. Kevin A.
We need a second, please.
Seconded. Matt Hall.
And are there any additions, corrections that anyone saw that needed to be made? I apologize for getting this to you late today. We had some last-minute additions. Hearing none, are there anyone opposed to the approval of the agenda? Any abstentions? The agenda is approved for this evening. Approval of minutes. We need a motion to approve the minutes from the August 25th meeting. Someone to move, please.
I'll make that motion, Kevin A.
Oh.
All right, Aaron, got it. I'll second, Kevin A.
Okay, so we have a motion by Aaron, seconded by Kevin Axel. And are there any corrections that anyone saw on those minutes that need to be made? Okay, hearing none, is anyone opposed to the approval of the minutes from August 25th? Any abstentions? Those minutes have been approved. Moving on to reports. The festival survey has been online, and it did go out in the newsletter, and we have received, as of September 12th, we had 98 members complete the survey. And they don't have to complete every single question, so that's why some of the numbers may be off. But I did include the survey results in the board agenda for tonight, so please take a chance to look those over. Had a lot of really positive comments, including some suggestions for the next couple of years as far as people they want to see at the fest and whatnot. I did have a conversation on Facebook with Dan Holzman just this evening, a couple hours ago, and shared with him the performers' names that were suggested on this survey, so he has that information. So are there any questions or comments about the survey?
Do you want to make all of the statements public?
We can. There are no names attached to them. Like, as far as who responded, there's no email attachment or anything. So should we make them public?
I have no problem with that.
If there's anything that shouldn't be made public. I don't remember offhand, but I looked through them and it seemed like there was some, might have been something, but I don't know.
Okay.
I'm definitely for it.
On that, Martin?
Yep.
What?
I think it'd be great. Just looking over it, a lot of good feedback.
Yeah, definitely. I was just going to say, Martin, ask if you wanted to offer your opinion or discretion on if anything, what should be removed or not made public.
Well, I mean, we certainly don't want anything, insulting to anybody. If somebody says, you know, don't invite so and so because he's a horrible person or whatever, we don't want that sort of thing to get through. I don't remember seeing something like that, but there were some. Somewhat negative things, and you know, it's fine to publish the negative stuff as long as it's not personal.
Yeah, in 2004, I listed all of the comments from the festival, and it was quite extensive, and some people were pretty upset that I put out all of the comments. They felt I should have edited some of them. So just as some feedback, I don't care what gets edited out of this group or not. I don't recall that anything really should be edited, but sometimes people are pretty sensitive to those things. I felt it should be, you know, it should be information for everybody to read, but not everybody felt that way. And a number of people commented that I should have edited things out.
And what I have been doing, and I don't know if this makes a difference, I still have to get in touch with Stephen Weaven and send him the comments that were directed toward the Renegade show. But I have spoken with Keith Nelson and with others who their show or what they directed was directly referenced in the comments, and let them know here's what was said. I don't recall anything that was really directed at any one individual.
Oh, I do. Extreme juggling didn't have a good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Extreme juggling didn't have very good feedback in terms of attitude towards those who put it on. I thought it was pretty interesting. So, you know, man, that would be something that. But it's all up to you guys whether you feel as if that should be out there. I don't know, but that was one I can think of in particular.
Yeah, we could of course bring those particular comments to I can't believe I forgot his name.
Well, you don't need to mention
Jack.
His name.
Jack Calvin, say, you know, hey Jack, these are the comments that are directed towards you. Certainly you want to know those just for your own knowledge and for your own records. And are you okay with us publishing them? Yes, no. I mean, it might take a little more time, but if he says
I'd like to do it that way, because so far the people I have contacted haven't said don't publish them. I forgot about getting in touch with Jack, so I have him and Stephen Weaven to send these on to.
I have a suggestion, and that is, if the plan is each year to publish these actual comments from people, then we should state that in the survey that these comments will be made public, but they won't be associated with your name. They'll just be anonymous comments. And I don't know if that will discourage people from making comments, but if we're going to publish them, we should let them know in advance.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That's an easy fix, too.
I mean, it's too late for this year because we can't contact all the people that made the comments. But
well, actually, we can. We have all their email addresses. It's easy to do through the survey.com site that we use.
Okay. Well, if there are any that you think the person who made the comment might not want their comment to be public, you can ask them. I mean, there are probably only a few of those that might be sensitive to the person making the statement. There's a few that are sensitive to the person commented about. But.
Right. Okay. I'm fine with doing that, and then I'll report back to the board as far as who said no. If you don't hear from the negative, then they have affirmed that they can go ahead and be published. And I will do that over the next day or two, so that we can get that in motion.
Thank you, of course.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
I think this survey and the comments in it, granted it's only 98 people, but it certainly, like you said, Kim, has some really good ideas and some good templates that we should explore for the next year or two as we try and put on the festival and make it a larger festival.
Definitely. And if anyone... Go ahead.
I think it also has. I think it also has a lot of good information, and a couple of the questions at the end where you asked, are you planning to come to next year's festival, and how about the one after that? Those were informative as well. And in particular, you can see, and admittedly, that one is 1 year away and one is 2 years away. But more people, for instance, indicated they would go to Rochester than Winston-Salem for the next two festivals. Mm-hmm. You know, small fraction, but a noticeable difference.
Right. They were Mike's questions. He was interested in knowing that information, so they came from him.
I think they're good questions.
Yeah. And that's why I also put in about the internet, about our website, you know, and what do they want to see in Juggle Magazine, what format do they want to see the magazine in. And I gave people the opportunity for that other slot, so they could, if they had a different idea completely from what was offered in those box choices, they could go ahead and just make those suggestions. Okay. If there are no other questions or comments on the survey, that's all I had to wrap up the 2010 Fest. So we'll move on to the 2011 Fest with Mike, who is calling from Rochester. Yay.
Hey, Mike.
Hello from beautiful Rochester, Minnesota. Only 306 days remain until the start of the 2011 Festival in Rochester, and I can't wait.
Woo!
I wrapped up two very full days of meetings here today in the truly beautiful city of Rochester, meeting with a team of folks who will help make our week together a blast next summer. As expected, there were no big surprises working with the very enthusiastic and professional folks here in Rochester. I do have two big bits of news from these meetings to share with you tonight. First is, to everyone's relief, we have secured free, unlimited, no-hassle Wi-Fi internet access for all of our jugglers all week long inside the Civic Center.
Woo!
Added to the almost blanket coverage of free Wi-Fi in the downtown Rochester area and the free.
Can you say that again, Mike?
Yeah, it's getting hard to hear you, Mike.
Okay.
A little soft.
Added to the almost blanket coverage of free Wi-Fi in the downtown Rochester area and the free Wi-Fi at both of our convention headquarters hotels, this means that our jugglers can stay connected nearly everywhere in downtown all week long. The other big bit of news is that yesterday we met with the Boys and Girls Club of Rochester, which serves about 1,700 kids, 6 to 18, from all kinds of backgrounds, all neighborhoods, and all income levels in and around Rochester. We are partnering with them for a special benefit show fundraiser to kick off the week, staging it on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. in the Presentation Hall Theater of the Civic Center. The Boys and Girls Club and the IJA will both sell tickets to this show, and 100% of the proceeds will benefit the club as a major fundraiser for them after the IJA recovers our very modest expenses in putting on this show. This public fundraiser show for a local community organization is believed to be a horse for the IJA, and all credit goes to Bill Barr, the IJA's hardworking benefit show producer. We've also locked in special shuttle bus pricing for jugglers flying into or out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, as well as a very convenient and very low-cost airport shuttle for jugglers flying into Rochester International. We are planning to keep festival pricing unchanged from 2009 and 2010 prices. And since Rochester presents a much more affordable flying or driving option for most of our attendees than our 2010 Fest in Sparks, we hope a lot of people are going to come and see us in Rochester. Dan Holtzman continues to book top name jugglers to headline our shows, and we'll have plenty of international juggling stars never before seen on an IJA stage to announce for our festival after the first of the year. Other than that, this week we have firmed up many hundreds of small details that will go into making our fest next year one of the very best ever. The truly phenomenal Civic Center facility here in Rochester, coupled with a sparkling, vibrant, and friendly downtown area and a huge choice of hotels in all price ranges within an easy walk of everything, make Rochester 2011 a must-do for every juggler. So please help me spread the word that Rochester 2011 is not to be missed. And that's my report, Kim. Questions from anyone?
Yeah, Mike. Quick question. Yeah. This is Kevin A. I just was wondering if I talked with Dan briefly about getting Kome Aoki. I was just wondering if by any chance he was confirmed.
I'm deferring on all considerations for shows to Dan because he's the expert on that, Kevin.
Got it.
I've been talking to him a few days, but
great.
I know that he's working hard on getting some of the best jugglers he can get. So stay tuned. We're far from finished in booking any of the acts.
Great.
Yeah,
thank
Kevin.
You.
Kevin, this is Matt. I could check with Dan.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. I'd really love to see him there. That would be something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other than that,
yeah.
Mike, you rock. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
Sure.
And on the note of performers for the fest, as I said, I was talking with Dan earlier this evening. One of the acts that was suggested, and actually they wanted to come to Sparks this past year, but they they told Keith and I, after we already had the shows completely booked and it just didn't fit in the budget, but Get the Shoe is interested in coming back. Dan said he can make them work in the show, but he wants to make sure there's someone that the board feels will be a draw to the fest. If we feel it'll be a draw, then he's willing to pursue it and to invite them to come over, but he's leaving it up to us.
They're going to have a different act?
They do have a new act that they're doing with two or three other people with them. It's not just the two of them anymore. They do the two-person act, but they have another new act that they're doing because they were going to do it in Sparks.
Yeah.
If we were to do it...
Dan and I have been talking about Get the Shoe for months, and I tend to agree with Dan when he points out that Get the Shoe is doing the same 7 minutes that we saw in Winston-Salem in 2007. And that to bring two guys over from Germany to do one 7-minute act that requires 2.5 to 3 hours of tech rehearsal is not a good return on our investment. He's interested in talking to them if they have more material they can use or something different, but Dan feels that we have options for even stronger acts than Get the Shoe that can fit into our shows better and be both more affordable and less workload for everybody.
I have to say I agree there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring it up because it has been an act that's been suggested, and I brought it up to him with the list of other names that were suggested in the survey, and he said put it out there to the board. So I just told him I would do that, and that's what I did.
Yeah, there's tons of good acts out there. I suggested Freddie and Paul to Dan from the Netherlands, and they've got, they can do an easy half hour to hour, plus individual, plus they're great guys, plus the workshops. I mean, I don't know where Dan is with them now, but
yeah, thanks to you, Matt. He's reaching out with them.
Yeah, those guys.
We're trying to get them because he thinks they would be super as well.
They're amazing.
Tim, would it help to take a straw poll right now from the board about Get the Shoe, so you can get back to Dan quick on that, or what do you guys?
We can, if you want. It kind of sounds like it's not going to fly, and that's okay too. But yeah, we could take a quick straw poll. Just call out your name and just let me know if you think.
What are you voting on?
We're not voting.
I know you're polling on exactly what though.
I guess we're polling on, do we want to bring Get the Shoe for the same 7-minute act for the show? Is that correct, everybody?
I mean, another option would be to do that 7-minute act plus their new act, but I don't know if that costs more because it's more people. A straw poll here to say you don't want just X is fine, but if Y is an option, it's, you're not presumably ruling that out.
Okay, so we can pull in on that. Go ahead, please.
I'm just going to say I think Dan's got plenty of options besides Get the Shoe. At this point, Get the Shoe, I think it would be a secondary or third choice that comes in when Dan strikes out with the other 6 or 7 acts he's still contacting. You know what I'm saying?
They're not primary.
They're definitely not primary because we've already seen them, and there's so many acts we have not seen at all that I think are equally good.
Right. Yeah. And you're right about that, Matt, because every time I talk to Dan, he's got 5 more names that none of us have ever heard of that he knows would be sensational. So there's no shortage of great talent out there to bring in.
Yep. And this is Kevin A. I would say no to the same act, and a kind of a hesitant interest in the full act, although bringing that many people from Germany would probably lessen the show's resources significantly. That's my 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike, is there going to be, there were 2 shows this year. Where's the Vaudeville show and the Cascade of Stars? What are we looking at for next year?
Well, there'll be 5 nights of shows. There'll be the 2 nights of competition as usual, a welcome show on Wednesday night, and Cascade of Stars on Saturday night. And then this benefit show will be. Yes, we're going to have Cascade on Saturday night. So on Wednesday, we have the welcome show. Thursday, we have 1 night of competitions. Friday, probably seniors and teams. And then Cascade on Saturday night.
So you're changing the schedule substantially.
Yeah. The idea is to end the week with our best show, Cascade of Stars.
Yeah.
No, but it's you're also delaying by 1 day the juniors showcase, the showcase, and the Cascade, and the seniors, the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So you're moving those all back 1 day. Okay. I just wanted to, you know, you're making a change in a schedule that we've been using for years. I just want that very clear.
Yeah, I understand. I'm aware of it. And
then we'll see someplace for awards.
Be a fifth show.
Where would awards be put in then? Because typically that is put in some type of end of the week people's choice, et cetera. And people don't like to have awards during Cascade of Stars.
Yes, I agree 100% with that, Andy. And so we're going to try and do it the way we did it in 2009 in Winston-Salem, where we sprinkled the awards through the 2 nights of competitions.
Yeah, that was nice.
Agreed.
That way we're not giving awards out at shows that people paid good money to come in to see from the community who don't really care who our education award winner is.
Nice.
As nice an award as that is, just for an example. And we can break up the 5 or 6 awards across 2 nights, and it's not painful for anybody.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Mike.
Good. And, in fact, you can use them, you know, between acts or shows or something.
Exactly.
While you're waiting for the judges.
Right.
Well, yeah. There's a good filter.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Kevin will support that. Kevin,
yeah,
would you like to second that motion?
What was that? Yeah, we need a little bit of time, 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
Not the 7 I said it would take.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's perfect. That's great. Awards and during the final judging confirmation.
And something else for us to consider, and if someone would like to make this motion later, that's fine. But Dan Holzman also said that he would be very interested in being chairman of the awards committee. He sees that as working hand in hand with him directing the shows, because it helps him, you know, whatever the awards committee then decides on the award recipients, he can contact them and get them up on the stage as well and fit them into his performance.
I think it's a great idea, personally.
I hope the awards award recipients will all actually come. I mean, one of the reasons for having awards is to get people to the festival so that people can meet them. And we've had a lot of no-shows over the last few years.
Yeah, if it were up to me, award recipients, that's a condition of getting the award, is that they come to accept the award.
Exactly.
There's some really extreme circumstances.
Yep.
Well, I mean, Dan has already been a part of that committee for several years, yes?
Yes, yes. So it would be a natural progression for him to move up into the chair.
Mike, I had a totally different question, if you can hear me.
Yes, ma'am.
I totally didn't get a chance to chime in on the great carpet debate. I'm curious where we are on the carpet choices.
It shook out that you've got to imagine, first of all, how immense this space is. It's 25,000 square feet for our gym, which is nearly double the size of the Winston-Salem gym and bigger than the entire 2 halves of the gym that we had in Spark. So we have an immense space to juggle in. I'm planning right now to dedicate 10% of that space to concrete floor, which will be 2,500 square feet.
That's 10% square floor.
Yeah. So 90% of it will be carpeted with blue carpeting. And 2,500 square feet will be bare cement in the corner with pipe and drape barriers so that the ball bouncing doesn't get too far astray.
Sounds really good. Thank you.
Okay. And just so you get an idea, next time you're standing inside typical strip mall dry cleaners or a Taco Bell or a place like that, those are about 1,200 square feet. We're going to have 2,500 square feet just for ball bouncers. So it's a pretty big space.
Wow.
That's
nice.
50 by 50 if it's square. It's probably not going to be square, but that's, you know, 50 by 50 is a pretty good space.
Yeah, I told them 50 by 75, actually, Martin, to allow for
okay.
Room near the exit doors to be unobstructed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So basically that'll beat the broom closet at Sparks. Good deal.
Absolutely. And I brought some silicones with me here to bounce on the floor myself, and I can tell you that that is absolutely solid cement. It is
nice.
Rock hard with no load limit on the floor. They had a vehicle show in there while I was visiting this week, and they had 60-ton Caterpillar tractors sitting on that floor, so it's a very strong, solid floor.
So that's where my balls went, huh?
Oh, you're in trouble when you get home.
Uh-oh.
That's funny.
All right, any
okay.
other questions for Mike?
Sounds like an amazing fest. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike.
You're welcome. It's going to be great.
Have a safe journey home.
Thanks.
We'll move on to financial with Kevin Macbeth. Kevin, do you have anything new on the financial front?
Nothing new this month. The quarter ends at the end of the month, so there will be a big update in October. And I'll send something out about a week before the board meeting about that.
Okay. Great. How about store stuff?
I am pleased to announce that Sandy Brown will be coming back to help distribution for items that are before 2010. And we're getting more bags.
I took a long hiatus. Thanks, everybody, for the patience. And thanks, Kevin. I really appreciate your patience. And we'll work out some more things in the next week. We'll work everything out again. I needed to take a little break.
Yay.
No problem.
Thank you.
Understand.
I will be out of the country next year two or three times for a month at a time, but Kevin and I will work this out where he will be able to take over for me and we both will have inventory.
Yeah, so to summarize, I have everything and Sandy has everything before 2010 except for the 2009 DVD, so the two of us can pretty much ship out anything.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're also getting four old magazines up on the website, so hopefully they'll be done soon.
Great. Kevin, I'm also going to have to call you and talk to you and David Landau more about the video downloads for the Fest DVD, for the Fest footage.
Okay.
Ivan is working at that. We did find out that we cannot – he does have to dub over this year. There is just no time for us to get the permissions that we need to put on the original music. So he is dubbing over this year. But our plan for next year, and Mike, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay. If Ivan's doing the filming next year, and I say that because nothing's ever written in stone, what I would prefer that we do, we can get permissions to use the original music that the performers use, the competitors use for the competitions. If we know the titles and the person who wrote that music, if we know the artist and the name of the music well prior to the fest, like as those go to enter the competitions, so when they submit their DVDs, if they can give us the title and artist of their work, we can start working on getting those permissions right away. With us being a 501c3, the Harry Fox Agency said most places aren't even going to charge us. It's just we have to go through the process of getting the written permission from each artist individually.
For the DVD? Just for babies.
Yes. Yes. For publishing on our website or for creating a hard copy DVD. Yep.
Wow.
It's just going to take time to get it, and I know from working with the one girl on a senior project last year, it takes about 6 to 8 months to sometimes get those permissions, but you can get them. We did it.
Well,
10 songs on an album.
That's a lot. Well, when we realized that prelim videos are only due about a month before the festival, I don't think that timeline's going to work.
Well, I know that when I spoke with Anthony last year, you know, he thought that getting the prelim videos in was kind of late. And I know I've spoken with Richard about this too, and he felt it was somewhat late as well. So I know Richard had expressed interest in staying on with the championships. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does, the date may actually change. And even if we can get 4 months in there, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the DVD actually doesn't come out until around, you know, typically the last few years it's come out around November.
Mm-hmm.
So that should give us enough time. I'm gonna cut it close.
The 09 DVD came out in November, and then the 2008 DVD actually came out the following February, I believe.
Right.
We could also ask for music, you know, in March. Even if we don't ask for the preliminary DVD, we can ask for the list of music that they're going to use in March, let's say, or something like that, March or 1st of April.
Yeah.
And we can say that, you know, if you don't give us this list of music by then, we'll have to overdub your music.
Yeah, I like that, because then they can – okay, if they don't have it, then they can still potentially compete. They just don't get their music.
Right.
Right. Okay. And, of course, there's always a possibility that we won't get permission to use their music, but
right.
Hopefully, as Kim says, we'll be able to do that generally. But
mm-hmm.
We have to keep in mind that that's still not going to be guaranteed.
No.
Yeah, and most competitors know what music they're using well in advance of the
right.
tune turn-in date or even the march that we're banding about. Yeah, I think if we just put it out there with the competition rules or competition descriptions and so forth, the particulars that are on the website already, yeah, a lot of people will send us their music earlier, at least a list of what they're playing, their playlist, because they want know they want their original music on the final DVD cut.
Yeah. Okay, so Kevin, I just need to get together with you about how we can go about putting downloads up on the store site.
Okay. I'm free this weekend, so call anytime.
Okay.
And one other.
I'm busy, but Sunday afternoon I'm free.
Okay, yeah, give me a call. And one other comment. Didn't we pass a motion about using royalty-free music a few months ago?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to, whenever we decide for the getting permission stop, we'll have to revise that motion or pass a new one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Anything else about the store? If not, we'll move on to
members.
That's
all for now.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Sandy. Membership, Marilyn, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. No major updates except I'm creating the juggle labels tomorrow. Alan said there was a bit of delay in getting the magazine together, so... I don't know if we're late, or you know, I guess we're late, but I'll be creating this for him tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, we're late because of Emery's pictures. Emery was out on the road, our official photographer, and.
Jim is still processing memberships at the Austin address. I suppose with this new magazine, we'll have the new return address, and the next time renewal cards go out, those will go out with a new address, and so Jim's traffic should go down significantly after that.
Has Alan been told the new address to make sure that it appears in the magazine?
I'll make sure I remind him tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure I had told him, yes.
Okay.
Anything else for Marilyn on memberships? If not, we'll move on to education. Aaron or Kevin, anything to share?
Go ahead.
go for it. So at this point, we have two YEP programs up and going, or one YEP program up and going, and four pods that are working to get some stuff going for the trial period.
Mine is running too.
Yours is up and running too, is it?
Yeah, just started. Just started.
Oh, good. Yay.
Awesome. Sorry, I didn't tell that to you.
No, that's good. Good to hear. And Kim's been awesome at creating some different brochures and one-pagers to hand out to schools covering different statewide curriculum requirements and stuff that the YEP program could fit into. Yeah, I know in my program I have 10 happy little campers that are juggling up a storm, so it's really fun. Anyone else, Kim or Kevin, have any updates on that?
Just to let everyone know that those who need it, their child clearances, they all have those. And thanks to the wife of one of our IJA members, Bruce Manners, his wife Alice works for a company that provides that service. So she helped to supply those clearances for everyone.
Yeah, that's great. And also I am currently taking a business class and writing a business plan for the organization, which should help us out in the future with grant writing and funding options as well. So.
Awesome.
And I did find out why we have not been accepted into the Pepsi Refresh grant yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to call them and had a few words with them and said, you know, I'm staying up until midnight to get our thing in, and at 10 seconds after midnight, I hit the button, or even sooner, and it says that they've already got members. They've already got their 1,000 for the month, and it's because they run on Pacific time.
Kevin, you're welcome.
Kevin, so, well, it's either that or I have to set my alarm for 3 a.m.
No, no, no.
So.
if you can just, you know, specifically tell me what I need to do, I'll do it.
Sure. Yeah, it's all set up and ready to roll. All you have to do is at midnight on, let's see, it's 30 days past September. So on September 30th, you just stay up until midnight and as close to midnight as possible, hit that submit button.
that's great.
It.
That's like afternoon for me. That's perfect.
That's like,
well, I'm a night owl.
For me.
So.
Okay, I'll send you the information so that we can get on there for
October. Yeah, and also I know we are working on the promo video. Ivan has been a busy man traveling all over and hasn't quite gotten us the footage we need from the show at the Boys and Girls Club from IJA, but that will be our promotional video in the future, and Taylor Glenn is on that for creating that. So if we can get that done by September 30th, or I guess, well, yeah.
Yeah,
kind of pushing it at this point.
If we get that done in another week, we can put it on the Pepsi Refresh Grant.
Yeah, totally. Might not happen, but
that's okay.
It'll be available soon thereafter.
All right. Okay, anything about education? Any questions for that? Hearing none, we'll move on to marketing and promotions, but Tom is not here, right?
No, I am here. I haven't
you
been
here.
Here.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
So Tom popped in somewhere.
What's up, Tom?
After.
Hey.
Lurking.
Yeah, no, I got in, I guess, during this year's festival report.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so far as marketing promotions is concerned, I don't have a whole lot to report. I've been kind of busy just driving around and getting my life sorted out and all that jazz. I've been getting some of the dates for this round of vendor discounting. It looks like most people are going to be gunning for Black Friday again. That seems to be the trend. I still haven't heard back final word from Jeff Casper from Air Traffic about joining the program, but, you know, he's on his own schedule, so that's fine. Hopefully I'll have those dates and he'll be in the system, before November or whatever it is this year. Outside of that, I haven't really had a chance to get a whole lot of other things done. So yeah, I guess that's kind of where we stand for vendor discount. Cool. Yeah.
Bob, will you be doing the YouTube program again?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good.
If anybody has any ideas about how to make that bigger and better than last year, I feel like we got a lot of positive momentum going for us just from last year's thing, so it's probably going to be bigger just because of that this year. But if anyone has any ideas.
Tom, I'm down. Let's talk.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, so I'm shooting for the same time frame as last year, so that would be starting in February and ending in the, I don't know when it was, like the end of March, so 1st of February to the 31st of March. So, but I'm pretty flexible with that, too, if somebody has a good reason to change it.
I think
sounds good.
Yeah, let's talk, dude. And you know, like, I think March is a good time, or around there. You know, like, give people the winter months to kind of film their videos, and they're gonna be, you know, everybody's just gonna want to hibernate and come out with something cool in spring. You know, that'll be
good. Totally. So it might do us well too to announce the dates, long in advance. So we could announce them like next month or in 2 months or something, or just have them on the website and put a notice out in the e-newsletter. So.
For sure.
Yeah. So very cool. So that's that. And Matt, I'm gonna be in the Bay Area in about a week and a half. So.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Matt.
A week and a half.
Stop by and say hi. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
I have to give you an invite to the wedding. What's up, dude?
we're gonna be in Portland. We're gonna be at the Portland Fest.
Oh, you are.
So. Oh.
Because I'll be at Vulcan while you're gone.
Yeah. So yeah, all right, cool. That's that.
All righty. Any questions for Tom? All right, let's move on to the motions.
And Kim, I did have one other thing I realized wasn't on here was the report on talking to AMS consultants.
I am so sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. Is that all right?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first off, much thanks to Mike Sullivan. Are you still here, Mike? I hope.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So he was very helpful in the process of preparing to approach some of these AMS consultants. I looked up on the ASAE website a list of, and everyone knows what ASM stands for, Association Systems Manager Management. I looked up a list and narrowed it down to four companies, and Mike wrote the letter with my name attached to send out a proposal to appeal to them in order to get a proposal and response. And I got two responses and had phone conversations with them on Monday. And basically at this point, what I see needing to happen, have people read anything what I sent out regarding the proposals or the conversations?
Yep.
So both were, I mean, obviously really qualified and great fellows to talk to and very straight up about what we might need and what might work and what might not. There were some current concerns about the AMS system with no paid staff to help implement it, but it's something that they're willing to have discussions with us about as to how that could look. And by implementing, I don't mean implementing the actual system, but once it's up and running, I guess they said that there's a person who has to be involved with the upkeep of it. Even if we go through a program that we pay them to manage it for us on a monthly basis based on membership or based on use, but there's still somebody that usually is in the organization that helps with the management of the system. Anyhow, so the next step for both of them was to find out who the team was who would be involved in the website development and consulting with a consultant. And I know we had decided last time that we wanted to go for a consultant rather than developing a team, but we'd still have to have some people involved with the...
Someone for the consultant to work
to
with.
To communicate with, to assess our needs, to assess where we want to go, what needs developing, what our website needs are, basically. Discussion?
Did you still have only the two replies back?
Yep, still only two. Yeah, so I don't know if those other two were just not interested in the program or in the process or what. But. So, and I know, and they did talk about, I mean, there's plenty of others, and I just did a research through the ASAE site, so there could be plenty of others that we could approach to get further bids and further proposals sent in to choose from. But I think discussing with one of these, at least in the beginning, to just really assess what it's actually going to look like and everything could be a good thing.
Did you see the questions that David Landown had sent?
I saw, so I got those, and I haven't done anything with those yet. So, and I just want to make it clear that I'm not planning to be on this team at this point. I don't have the time currently to invest in the project. I wanted to be able to help research consultants, but so I don't know what that's going to look like and who wants to take it on from here. Mike, I would hope, just because you have a knowledge that I think a lot of us don't have in regards to AMS, that you might be involved in that process.
Well, I'd be happy to, and I concur with the other folks who have been recommended, which is David, Martin, and then anyone else that wants to spend some time on it. I think keeping it to four or five people would be perfect.
Yeah, and the recommendation by one of the people was five, and he just said five is a good number in case somebody can't be present. Having five on board is good.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the one who bases his prices on how many people are involved on the team he's communicating with.
Why don't we keep it to three for now? And if someone else shows interest in being on the team, you know, we have room for one more.
And Martin, is that something you're interested in? Martin?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. And I would assume as much that David would be as well.
I had already.
He has some really poignant questions that I, you know. What's that?
I had already spoken with David before you even contacted these companies to see if he was interested. He said, yeah.
Good. And in relation to his questions, yes, the $9,000 to $15,000 estimate is for the consultant only. And so that's something that's going to have to, and that's what Mike's estimate was $5,000 to $10,000 perhaps. The other consultant was $5,000 to $25,000 depending, and he gives you three different options, and you choose the one that you can, that fits in your budget and also meets your needs.
Yeah.
So.
Pick the one that juggles.
Pick the one that juggles. One of them did say he has tried many times, and that's my Denver, Colorado folk person. But both of them would like to have further conversations once the team is developed, and for Alan, just knowing how many people are on the team, and also his suggestion was. Basically, they gave me a whole premise of what it would look like, all the stages, but at the very end, choosing three different packages to look at and then having demos by each of those packages. That was his suggestion, and this is from Qualifications for Management Advisors. And if we agreed to those three as opposed to, like, six, would be more expensive because you're dealing with more time, more agencies and all that. So... Anyhow, so he's willing to give us a quote based on that. The other one wanted to talk to the team and find out more about our needs before giving a quote and a proposal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Sounds good, and let's press ahead.
So then...
I think at this point it's a matter of getting this company in touch with Mike, David, and Martin.
Yep. So then what I can do is just send an email with the three of your emails attached to each of them. And saying this is the team that has been selected. Further communication will be...
Can they use our AccuConference account, Kim?
Yeah, there's no problem. It's IJA business, so yeah.
That would be great, yeah.
Unless they have a way to conference on their own phones, but yeah, use the AccuConference. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, good job, Erin.
Hey, thanks.
Yes, nice work.
I learned a lot.
Anything else for reports?
Erin?
Yeah.
Sure. Was that Tom?
Go ahead, Matt.
Matt. Okay, thanks.
Oh, Matt, sorry.
I just wanted to jump in before Mike has to go. Mike and everyone else, did you get the fun write-up?
Yes.
No, I didn't, Matt.
Oh, you did? Oh, crap. All right.
Did you just send it, or when was this sent out?
Monday night, and I realized why you didn't. I apologize. I sent it to IJ Board and not
Board Plus.
My bad.
Okay.
Board Plus.
I mean, I'm not on board. I'm on Board Plus.
Exactly. So I will send it to you right now, and then you look it over, and we can talk about it. But and if anyone else wants to chime in real quick.
Well, it looks fabulous, and I did speak through email with our donor, and the donor just wanted to say one thing about the Fun Fund, and I just have to go back to that email because I switched. Shoot, there it is. And the donor said, also excited to hear about the forming of the Fund Committee. This is right from the email from the donor. A thought placed in the back of the heads of the committee members is the ultimate goal is to build attendance at the festivals. So that's the ultimate goal. How you go about it is how you go about it.
How I go about it.
Well, and, you know, really, if we make the festivals even more extremely, crazily, insanely fun than they already are, then who wouldn't want to come? So those go hand in hand.
Okay. Just, I'm sending it to you right now, Mike. I just want to make sure I'm getting this right. It's
no problem. I'll look forward to coming in right while we're talking.
Board plus at juggle.org?
Well, you can just, if you just want to send it to me, it's festival2011@juggle.org.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's easy enough. Okay, you're good.
Can you send it to me? Oh, Matt. Matt?
Martin? Yeah.
Yep.
You still at hold on.
Just send it to communications@juggle.org.
Gotcha.
Communications is plural.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to say about that timeline, Matt?
Well, basically, it's fairly arbitrary. Like, I kind of went backwards and said, okay, if the festival's in July, then what do we want to do? You know, when do we want to start announcing how this money was spent? And I was thinking an announcement in February would probably be, you know, that gives us almost 5-6 months before the festival to kind of build the groundswell, get the buzz going. You know, 5-6 months. Of public notice, so to speak. So then I worked from February backwards, month by month, as far as, you know, when the proposal should need to be submitted by, how long it'll take us to vet them, then throwing them past the donor, then getting a vote on the board for them to be finally approved and money approved for them or allocated for them. So basically, yeah, I mean, we want to start building this fund committee around September to October, and make sure we've got our members good to go by October, and then October, November, solicit proposals, ideas, so on and so forth. We'll post notices to the IJ forum and Facebook, both groups on Facebook, rec.juggling, the electronic newsletter, and then November, December, we vet proposals, you know, pick maybe the top five for board consideration and donor confirmation, and then December, January, you know, we make a contact and conduct negotiations with the vendors and or acts or proposal rewardees, so to speak, so that we know that, you know, what's been approved is actually something we can do that's possible. And then finally in February, we announce, okay, here's how that $20,000 is going to be spent, and it's confirmed.
Yeah. Sounds good, Mark, Matt. And then if there's any tweaks that still need to be made, we still have plenty of time before final decisions of the festival have to be made.
Right. Yeah. This timeline that I've outlined right now could slide a little bit from, say, February to March, but I think in March is as far as later we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as interested potential volunteers, I've got a couple, Jim Maxwell, Warren Hammond, in particular, have stated directly to me in the email that they're interested in being a part of it. I certainly want to, how shall we say, solicit more possible members. Like if we really say, we go out there and say, look, we're looking for people who want to be on this committee and have a direct hand in vetting and selecting the proposals or at least submitting them to the board for final vote. I've already got a couple proposals that have been submitted to me, a couple by email from Dave Finnegan, one from Vivica Gardner online, posted on rec.juggling. So certainly, you know, we've got proposals we could dig out from the 2010 festival survey. I mean, the sky's the limit, man. $20,000 is a lot of money. 20,000. So, Mike, I basically just gave you my handout in a nutshell, but I'll send it to you so you can look it over and then we can start talking.
Great. Thank you, Matt.
Is everybody okay if I start soliciting committee members?
Go for it.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Are you going to have some kind of process for that, or what's that going to look like?
Basically, I'm going to put out a general notice saying we're interested in looking for volunteers to be on the committee. This is what the committee is about. And a lot of it will contain kind of the verbiage that I put in my write-up that I sent to you guys.
Right.
You know, because there's nothing wrong with – oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was, just one thing that had been discussed, I know, was the idea of having kind of a questionnaire type thing for people to fill in case we get, you know, mass amounts of people who want to spend $20,000, a way to filter through and choose who's going to be on that committee.
I thought about that too, and I think that's going to be a secondary stage that I would do if and when, you know, 50 people say, I demand to be on it kind of thing. On the other hand, if it only
anybody says
out,
that.
Pardon me?
I say if anybody demands to be on it, I think they're off it.
yeah,
unless,
good point.
Unless they're on the board. Unless
well
they're on
said,
the board.
Well said. But basically, you know, I want to see what the numbers are first before you know, we see how much work we need to do. If not many people jump in, then I think a 5-member committee or a 7-committee member max, you know, if literally only a 3 or 4 more people say, yeah, I definitely want to do it, then, you know, let's all 5 of them plus Mike plus me, that's 7. That's not unwieldy too much. 5, I think 5 may be a little bit better, but I think 7 is still doable and it's inclusive. So,
Matt. This
yeah.
is 7A. I'm sure you've already considered this, but I did just want to mention it, that I think it would be valuable to have people from across the juggling spectrum, both age-wise and prop-wise, hobbyist, professional, almost in a democratic sense of – yeah, thank you. Nationality,
mm-hmm.
gender, all of the above, so that we can – you know, we want someone who speaks for the hobbyists in a way and for the professionals.
Yeah.
And you probably were already thinking that, just mentioning it.
Yeah, actually, I think it was Aaron who said, hey, you know, let's make sure we get maybe an international person on there. We're still American, international person. Let's get somebody else from another
not from the
country. I know, somebody who speaks multiple languages. I don't know. But, yeah, I thought about that, and that's going to be in the original advertisement and solicitation for members. I'll
yeah.
to say, yeah, you know, if you don't think you belong in this committee, I'm telling you, you do. If you're a juggler, then that is your one qualification truly for, and your other qualification should be that you truly care that seeing that this money is spent both wisely and in an exciting fashion.
Right.
Cool.
That's great.
Matt, are you going to be choosing the members of the committee?
No, not necessarily. I think Mike and I, we're going to look them over if and when they come in, and then I could put it out to you guys. And, you know, I assume that I was going to, once I've got a fairly complete list of names, that I'd put it on the board forum and we could hash it out and see, okay, well, we got 10. What should we do next? That kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like a good plan, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will put out the notice in the various related media, probably in the next week or so max.
Awesome.
Great.
And then, even dare I say, on Wrecked Out Juggling.
Hey, Matt, could you send that to me? Were you going to send that to Martin and Mike? Is that right? Could I also see it? This is Sandy.
Yeah.
The board plus.
I was going to say. But no, it's good. Hold on 1 second. I'm right here. So I've got Festival 2011 at juggle.org. Communication. Is it communications with an S?
Plural.
Okay, it is plural. 1 sec. Okay, communications at juggle.org. That's you, Martin, correct?
That is correct. That's Martin.
Yeah, that's
okay, correct. And then Sandy?
Yep.
Real
you
quick,
got
hit me?
Yeah, you just SandyB at sunflower.com.
Sandy. Okay, yeah, I got it right here. I got it.
Yeah,
little email. Okay, boom. All right, good to go. It's on its way.
Cool.
You know, I think that the whole idea of trying to get more Europeans involved is just really important. I remember in Buffalo we made an effort to do that, and God, we had a huge contingent coming over from England that year. We must have had about 20 euros. Remember, Martin, we had so many Europeans there? And it was really fun. It'd just be so much fun if we had some kind of a, these are things that you can brainstorm at another time, but, I mean, you know, just make something just impossibly, just ridiculously seductive for the Europeans to come over as guests of ours, or not necessarily guests, but, you know, I don't know if the money can be used in that respect, but just something to bring them in.
I think increased prize money will bring in more competitors, mm-hmm. not necessarily hobbyist festival attendees.
And
I'd also like to just Europeans, but also international in general. I mean, South America and Mexico are right next door, and getting to them would be amazing as well.
Yep.
Well,
all right.
We're definitely going to need to talk about all that.
Yeah. Well, move ahead. Let's get it going. Awesome.
Cool. Awesome.
Okay. Is there anything else at this point for reports or?
Aaron and I got an email from Manuel in Peru. I don't know if Aaron, you have anything.
That's on the proposal thing, I think.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that in a minute.
Okay.
I did stick that on, but I put it under.
I haven't been around my computer for a little while, so.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on to motions for consideration then. And motion A actually is still not ready. Matt and I haven't even been able to get in phone contact with our school schedules.
I suck.
School's nasty this year.
Teachers, I swear.
Yeah. Oh, no time. What?
We have summers off. What else do we want? I know. I did talk with Dan about this proposal as well tonight to kind of get a feel from him. And Matt and I did talk online about contacting some potential workshop leaders to find out what they would like as a fee, as a stipend for doing something like this. And Martin, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
As a point of order, do we need to make a motion and second this in order to just table it again tonight?
I don't know. I mean, you can certainly do that.
Or can we just...
If nobody makes the motion, don't we just move on?
If nobody makes the motion, then you just have to go on.
Okay. All right. So I have to call the motion, though. I have to call for
it. No, you don't.
Or we just move on.
You just move on.
Nobody called it. Yeah. Nobody called it, so it's not a motion.
All right. Fine by me. And I promise this will be
fine
next month. I promise.
We'll get on it. We'll get on it.
I know. It's been nuts this year. All right. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, my time will now be, how should we say, slightly more focused.
Word.
I am no longer crafting, you know, tightly worded posts and such.
Yeah, time is cut short right now. All right, item B is the motion to approve the Props to You program for Ethiopia, YEP, and MMCC as outlined in attachment.
Oh, what a day. Thank you so much.
What's that? Oh.
So anyone to make this motion for the Props to You program?
Move to approve.
And a second, please.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? I just want to say, Aaron, this is an awesome idea, so thank you for writing this up.
Thanks, yeah. And I'll mention I just got an email from the Mobile Mini Children's Circus in Afghanistan, kind of indicating what would be helpful for them. One thing they said is that, because I did ask if IJA DVDs would be helpful to help inspire their kids, and they said that would be fabulous. And any DVDs that the IJ is able to donate potentially from the past festivals or anything is something that would also be really much appreciated. Yeah?
This is and it's not really until the festival next year, but we could put out an informal call
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many jugglers have a box full of old props they're never, or kids' stuff, or broken, or, you know, dirty props or something? We might be able to put out a call along with what's already in motion for jugglers just to bring stuff and have a big old box.
And have a big old pile of it to collect and be able to send off. Yeah.
I would be happy. I don't throw away my old juggling stuff because I don't want to throw it away. You know?
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
We did something similar to that before Mondo for our, call of props, and it turned out really well. We got a whole bunch of stuff showing up at the fest.
Yay. So, yeah, and I just wanted to see there, Kevin, if you'd heard anything from the Twin Cities area as far as all the extra props sitting around.
I haven't seen anyone from the Twin Cities area. I've been traveling so much.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's on the list as soon as I go to Juggling Club.
Okay. Cool. Okay. And I do have, Robert Nelson's props. A whole bunch that are, if approved, are going to Ethiopia hopefully tomorrow. And I know one thing that Kim spoke of as a concern is the cost for shipping and how that's going to be covered. For Robert to send his props to me, it cost around something like $86 from Hawaii to Colorado. So I'm assuming from Colorado to Ethiopia. It's going to be a nice little pretty penny. But I just want to hear if there's any discussion regarding that. I mean, putting out a call for donated money to be able to send these props off is definitely an option. Also,
it also might be worth contacting UPS and DHL to see if they have nonprofit shipping rates and or donations rates. You know, like when Notre Dame, my undergrad school, sent money and shipped things to Haiti, that they managed to get it at a discounted rate and so forth.
Mm-hmm. I was going to suggest that because one of my former students is the manager of my local UPS office.
Nice.
I would be happy to check with him, and who knows, maybe if I talk to him the right way, and if he liked me as a teacher, I can maybe even get them to do a donation of some sort, like up to a certain amount they would ship for free. So let me see what I can work out with him.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
For relief supplies and things like that, they often will waive it if you can prove to them that it's going.
That it's a relief surprise, right? That where it's going and who it's going to and
humanitarian gifts.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, and I mean for this first shipment, and I can wait as long as we need, and I can approach, if you want to talk to your person, Kim, that would be great.
I
and then
can talk to him tomorrow.
And then just let me know what their answer is, and obviously it's going to be kind of on a, I don't know if that person could call my local UPS, you know, as I ship it out, or how that would work, or if I would just approach my local UPS.
He's actually a regional manager out here, so I'm sure he could go ahead and make the connection and, you know, make sure that you can get the rate or the donation out there.
Okay. Right.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah?
When I send you your first raffle prizes, I'll also include a stack of DVDs for you.
To send to Afghanistan?
Yes, so you can include.
For the stuff to Ethiopia?
For any of them. I'll just send a bunch of extra ones so you have them on hand.
Okay, great.
Yeah. We have lots of them in storage.
That's great. And I know one thing Kim had also talked about was the idea of, you know, because Robert had to get stuff off of his hands really quick, which is why I said just ship it to me and I'll store it until we figure it out. But in general, it would be much more efficient for the person donating to ship it themselves, rather than ship it to one person and then have them ship it to another place. So in the future, that would be the ideal. But, yeah, I mean, if you sent those DVDs, then I'll have a store of them ready to go. Or I don't know if it would be more efficient to send them directly to the program, but I don't know.
Well, we can work that detail out. But for right now, if we get this approved so that the Ethiopia group can get their equipment and start juggling with it, that would be awesome.
Yeah, they're really cool people. Man, Ethiopia is awesome. I have to admit, it's an amazing challenge trying to communicate my points with them just because they speak broken English, and but it's pretty fun.
Cool. You
have to speak very simply.
Is there any further discussion on this motion?
I did have one other question for Matt.
Sure.
What kind of props do you got at your club, Matt?
Oh, dude, I'm already good to go, man. I'll give you a lot of good stuff. I actually I got a grant for $1,500 to buy new stuff for my club. So all
wow.
the stuff you do.
Awesome. So,
Yeah, I got that going, and it's looking like I'm going to be sponsored by Air Traffic. So.
Awesome.
So I got more props than I know what to do with at this point. So let's talk.
All right. Sounds good. Okay.
Great. If there's no further discussion, we'll go to the vote. Oh, is there some discussion? All right. Let's go to the vote. The motion to approve the Props to You program for Ethiopia, YEP, and MMCC is outlined in Attachment C. Is there anyone opposed to this motion? Any abstentions? The motion is approved by unanimous consent.
Yay!
Yay!
Item C, motion to approve an IJA Regional Open Stage Championships for the Lima, Peru Festival. And I hope you don't mind, Aaron, I added on here what we had discussed.
Right,
and
bearing the
bar with proof of insurance for the event.
Yep. Which they're well aware of as well.
Okay. And is there a motion? Someone to make this motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. A second, please. Oh, who made the motion?
Tom Wall.
Okay.
7-8 second.
Thank you. And discussion on this?
When is the Lima Festival?
The Lima Festival, the goal, last I heard, they don't have a specific date. They're in the works of figuring out all that, but it will be in March, most likely. And originally they had said January and just realized that they wanted some more time to make it a really effective festival. So they're pushing it back to March and to give more time for organization, which I approve of.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, and I think, has everyone read the proposal on this as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So he's this is Manuel. He's a local juggler there. It is their first festival that they will be hosting, so it's not an ongoing one, but it's one of the first festivals Peru will have, which I think is also a great thing to support, and they feel that the IJA element and the competition element will be a huge draw from jugglers across the country and also from several other countries in South America.
Awesome. It sounds great. I mean, we've talked about this for the Costa Rican Fest, and what better way for us to get started than with a festival that's just starting as well. So,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
Cool.
And according to Manuel, there's just a huge competition focus in Peru, which mm-hmm. is why he thinks this will be such a good thing.
Awesome. Any other questions or discussion on this motion?
How do you pronounce Manuel's last name?
Spigliari? I don't know.
Rospigliosi. I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Spigliori?
Yes, Rospigliosi. Rospigliosi.
Spigliosi.
Okay, yeah. Rospigliosi. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Spigliosi. Beautiful.
Okay. All right, do we have any more?
Comments.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, has Manuel or anyone he knows helping him run the festival, have any of them actually run a festival before?
They've run events, and that's the thing is he's working with two event coordinators, not necessarily juggling festivals. So it will be a bit different. I mean, he does have one person who has just spent a year in Europe involved with many festivals. I don't know if he was involved in the organizational aspect of it. And just on, I mean, from me and Tom's perspective in working with, and I won't talk for Tom actually, but in working with the Costa Rica thing, just getting a really good sense of a fantastic organizational quality from Manuel.
Everything. I agree with
I definitely agree with that. Like, Manuel, and the correspondences with him that I have seen, they're much more reassuring than correspondences with Gabe were. And while Gabe, you know, evoked a lot of hope in me, this is making it, this looks fantastic, infinitely better than Costa Rica would have been.
Okay, sounds good. I've been impressed with everything else Manuel has done, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, yeah, everything I've seen of him online and all of his personal stuff he's doing are very impressive to me, and I can only see that coming across amazingly in a festival organization as well, so.
Okay, is there any other discussion? Hearing none, we'll go to the vote. Motion to approve an IJA Regional Open Stage Championships for the Lima Peru Festival with proof of insurance for the event. Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? It passes. Yay.
Hey.
Pass. I'm going to
IJA Vaya con Dios.
Awesome. I do have one more thing that if the board doesn't mind me adding this. As I had said, Dan Holzman is interested in being the awards committee chairman, and it does tie in with his position as Cascade of Stars director. If there is someone who cares to make that motion at this time.
I will make the motion, Aaron, for Dan Holzman to become the chair of the...
Second, Kevin A.
Okay. So we have a motion for Dan Holzman to be chair of the 2011 Awards Committee.
Yes.
Okay. And we have a second. I'm sorry, what was that?
How would the committee be filled? Who would choose the members?
Well, right now Dan is a member of the former committee. The way that the committee was filled before, from what I understand, is just with volunteers. When I spoke
with them, who decides?
When I spoke with him earlier, he said he was going to contact those that have been on the committee first and then put out an open call from there.
And so who's
going to decide?
In the past, it's always been the chair of that committee. It's been that person's decision as to who's on the,
okay.
on the committee.
I just want that clear because I don't think it was clear before.
Okay.
And Kim, this is Sandy. I, if I could interject here, I think this is really important. Dan's great, but a lot of times, having worked with him for many years, he does have a certain way that he does like to do things. My suggestion is that he not change anything without the board knowing about it, because he could have an entirely different paradigm about the way the awards should go and feel that because he's the chair, that's the way it's going to go. So the only caveat here is just that I feel that he needs to report to the board, and he should probably know that up front.
Okay. I agree with that, and that's not a problem. I can have that discussion with him.
Okay.
Is there any other...
I was going to say it's almost similar to selecting this fund committee. I mean, let's see first who steps forward, who's interested, and then we can have a discussion about it with Dan and say, okay, you know, are these people that are approvable? Are they acceptable? And hopefully the answer will be yes.
So that's what the board would like Dan to do, is see who's interested and then bring his recommendations to the board for approval.
Perfect.
Iron, that's good. Yeah, that's real good.
Okay. All right, so we can do that under this, and that's... Martin, do we need to amend the motion to show that?
You probably should if you want that to be part of the intent.
Okay, so Aaron, would you like to amend the motion to reflect that Dan would need to solicit for volunteers and then submit his recommendations to the board for approval?
Yes, I would like to amend it. That.
Okay, that works.
I'll also second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Is there anyone opposed to this motion? Any abstentions? Hearing none, the motion passes, and Dan Holzman is our awards committee chair. And I will check to see if he's online tonight as soon as we are done here. So, all right. Anything for the good of the order?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Barrier, same thing. So is anything else we have to bring up at this time?
I have one thing. I basically wanted to thank you all for your patience. I know that maybe some of you were concerned about where I was going on rec.juggling with the whole Dave thing. And
Matt,
interrupt for just one moment. I'm happy to have you make whatever statement you're about to make, but I just want to remind everybody that the meetings are recorded and this is public. This is a public meeting.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
As I was saying, I just wanted to thank you for your patience and for allowing me to kind of work this out in my own head in my own way. It's certainly been something that's been on my mind a lot. I know you guys have all, you know, given it the same weight and consideration and so forth. Of course, I was kind of working it out also kind of in my own head publicly. And like I said, you guys gave me the freedom to do that, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, Matt.
We appreciate you, sure enough.
Everybody's got to do what they feel they need to do, and that's cool, you know. So.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. You're awesome. Everybody is awesome on this board. You guys rock.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a lot of good stuff. And that, you know, as long as we keep moving in a positive direction, it's all good. All right. So our next regular board meeting, October. Ooh. I love October. October 20th is the third Wednesday in October.
This is Kevin. Brandy and I will be traveling all day that day. So unfortunately that doesn't work for us.
Mike and Marilyn will be on a small island in the Caribbean, so we won't.
Nice. Fabulous.
Not if you don't bring those silicones home, though.
We're joined by the flight, I guess.
Would the 27th be better for everyone?
Yeah, or the previous Wednesday. Oh, not for you. Then the Wednesday before works for us, you guys. I mean, we'll be in Colorado, I think.
Yeah, you can call from my phone.
Okay, the 13th is okay for everyone?
13th's good with me.
Okay, then the next meeting then will be held October 13th, 2010 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And the only thing left on my agenda is adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? I remembered. If not, the meeting is adjourned at 9:32 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, everybody.
Yay. Hi, thanks, guys.
Good job, everyone.
We'll see you this real soon, Aaron.
Yep, happy wedding.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
See you soon, brother. See you guys.